In business, Optus has called for Telstra's proposals on its participation in the national broadband network to be blocked. Optus Chief Executive Paul O'Sullivan says Telstra's current plan for the separation of its retail and wholesale arms is unfair and should be rejected. Explosives and mining services supplier Orica says the closure of its Kooragang Island facility in Newcastle is costing $4 million in earnings each week. The Kooragang Island ammonia plant has been closed since August the 8th, when there was a spill that affected residents nearby. The facility's ammonium nitrate plant was also shut down on November the 9th after a separate leak of ammonia vapour. Adventure clothing retailer Kathmandu has reported a 16% increase in total sales in the first quarter of the financial year. The New Zealand-based company said sales grew to just over $42 million in the 15 weeks to November the 13th. And to the market numbers. European shares have extended losses, with traders citing conflicting signals sent by leaders of Germany and Britain about how to solve the Eurozone's debt crisis. London's FTSE closing down 60 points. The US market was mixed. The Dow actually finished up 33 points, as we can see there. And the local share market yesterday closed firmly in the red as concern about the Eurozone debt crisis continued to weigh on investors. The Aussie dollar is trading at around parity with the greenback.